As we approach the Yantiv of Chanukah, we have to figure out, what is our avodah? What are we meant to do? Other Yom Tovim seem to have a pretty clear agenda. Pesach, all about Emunah, Mesorah, giving over the Mesorah, reminding ourselves how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the whole world, all the Makos and all that, took us out of, created Klal Yisrael, the birth of the nation, all of those things we talk about on Pesach. Shavuos, of course, Matan Torah, easy, we go, we have to get to the Beis Medrash as much as we can, we have to stay up all night if we can, Kiminu Yisrael, and that's Shavuos, that's what we're doing. I can get into it, I can get ready for it. Sukkos, right after Yom Noraim, which of course have a clear avoda, right after that we have Sukkos, we go out into the Sukkah, we express our bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we leave all of our physical things and we go out and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us and takes care of us. That's Sukkos. Chanukah, of course, is meant to be a zecher for the nisim that happened, the nes of the Milchama, the nes of the Shemen. Leaves an individual in a little bit of a funny spot. Am I supposed to go make miracles? I think if I would claim I'm making miracles, they would, you know, they'd arrest me. If I'm supposed to remember miracles, certainly. But where is that supposed to lead me to? How do I get into that? How do I focus on that? And where does that leave me to act? What am I meant to do? To answer this question, I'd like to turn our attention to a Sifsei Chaim, written by the great Reb Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he quotes a medrash, which is fairly well known, but perhaps not so, perhaps not. So let's read it a little bit carefully. It's a psikta. And it says as follows, Amar Michanina, Be'esr Mechamisha Be'Kislev, Nigmar Malachas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was finished on Chafei Kislev, back in the Midbar. After they got the tzibur for the Mishkan, they completed it by Chafei Kislev. And it was all, but what did they do? They went and they put it aside until Echad ben Nisan. And people were almost complaining, what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? We have the Mishkan. We finished. We were given a tzivoy. We finished it. And now let's put it up. And Moshe Rabbeinu explained that no, Hashem said, Hashem wants it to be that it should be in Nisan. It should be in Nisan when Yitzhak Avinu was born, whatever the relationship between the Mishkan and Nisan is, not really our focus for today. Fine. And that's what they did. And then the Psikta continues, Umeata Hifsid Kislev. Whatever that means, the month of Kislev lost out. There should have been a Chanukah Sabayis. There should have been putting up of the Mishkan in Kislev, but it was pushed off. So good, Nisan deserved it. Nisan was supposed to have it, but what about Kislev loses out? Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu. Olai l'shalim lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to pay back Kislev. Mashilim lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chanukah's Beis Chashmonai. And what did he pay him back? He paid him back with, of course, the miracles of Chanukah and the Chanukah Sabayis that took place, the re-inauguration of the Mishkan after the victory of the Chashmonaim. And that's what Kislev took back. So in fact, if you would, little interesting tidbit from this medrash, as a kid, I always remember hearing Chanukah, Chanu Chafei, rest on Chafei. Chafei Kislev has an earlier date, an earlier reference, before the Battle of the Chashmonaim, all the way back to the Malachas HaMishkan, was completed on Chafei Kislev. And, of course, to understand this a little bit better, we want to, what's the connection between Kislev and this Chanukah and that Chanukah? What do the two things have to do with each other? And there's a point that the Friedlander brings out, which I think is very critical. And he says, we could ask it as this question: if in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want or didn't need the Mishkan to be put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so when he gave them the tzivoy, right after Yom Kippur, they were given the tzivoy of the Melechus HaMishkan, why didn't he say, okay, here's the tzivoy from Melechus HaMishkan, the due date, the time when this is to be completed by is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't do that, and Klal Yisrael didn't understand that, and Klal Yisrael went ahead, and they did whatever they could, as fast as they could, and they completed the Mishkan by Chafei Kislev. And Rav Friedlander says an extraordinary point. He says, this was all about Zrizus. He says, this, Klal Yisrael did this with unbelievable Zrizus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that it should be done with the greatest zrizus possible. So he didn't tell them when it was, I only need it for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in fact, they did it in extraordinary breakneck speed from Yud Tishrei to Chafei Kislev. It's only a couple of months, including all the parts of the, of course, the Lamates Malachas, all the parts that we need to do, the things that we have to grow for the Mishkan, some of the spices, they needed to grow them, all the things that they needed to do, and they got it all done in 2 months. And the truth is, says Rav Friedlander, that was the great thing that took place over here, and that was actually a forerunner to what happened over here by the Chashmonaim. It was a forerunner that they did something. Klal Yisrael did the Mishkan. They made the Mishkan with such a zrizus that they earned, so to say, the Chanukah space Chashmonai. These two things were highly, highly connected. And in fact, that's what we find by the Chashmonaim, of course. They acted with great zrizus. I don't know how you want to say it, if you want to say that as a schus, for what Klal Yisrael did, they now had the ability to recreate this great zrizus, this extraordinary battle that they managed to fight. And they were able to do that through their zrizus, through their willingness to put themselves out and to risk everything, of course, to go and fight the Yevanim. So that is where Zrizus is. Great. So he says that's the Nakuda. It's the Nakuda of Zrizus. And then Rav Friedlander says a different angle, which is that, so anybody who's learned Mesillas Yesharim probably doesn't forget this line when you learn about Zrizus, because we all think we're lazy, and the truth is we are. Chaim Vital says that the person comes from earth. Earth, the downside of earth, so to say, of the four elements, the downside of earth is atzlus, is laziness. And we're all lazy. And the Mesillas Yesharim already says that it's somebody who acts bezrizus, he is going against his teva. He is rising above his teva. Ki afrius hachomrius gas. Right, the gashmius, the physical person is so heavy, it doesn't want to do, it doesn't want to act. And when a person acts bezrizus, that's where he is going. To get there, you have to go beyond your natural abilities. And so he says that is in fact, so to say, the nace that precipitated this, the nace of zrizus, the nace of a person being able to actualize all of their potential. You might say, what do you mean it's my potential? I have it, yeah, but to actualize it, there are so many natural blockages of being able to access that it's not so simple to pull it out and just do that. And in fact, that's what we find by all of the Nisim, really. We all know this. Nisim don't come from nowhere. Nisim are not. They are not like a genie. You know, maybe we've all seen such a thing. You know, it's not a genie. Oh, I want this to happen. Nisim always happen is a famous concept, a famous idea. Nisim always happen from something. They always come from somewhere. They always come after a person has tried every last vestige of what he can try. And even then, you still have to have something, the famous, you have to have the Pach Shemen. If they didn't find a Pach Shemen, the oil wouldn't come from nowhere. That's the famous idea. But the point is, going back earlier, is that the ability to rise above one's natural laziness and weakness is itself somewhat miraculous. It is reaching his teva limits. And therefore, we can go beyond that, and that's when Nisim can come. So while, of course, ultimately the nace of the Milchama and the nace of the Shemin had to be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those were such explicit miracles, but they only start with that. That's by every nace. By every nace. Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumped into the water. Klal Yisrael had to bring the carbon Pesach to get for Makas Bechoros. Every nace comes when there's first a person reaching, pulling out every last drop that he has from himself. And when he's able to do that, that's when we're able to find Nisim. And that's where Nisim come from. And that's really what our task on Chanukah could be. Going back to our original question, what's my task on Chanukah? Very well, it could be that my task is that we are meant to find as much of his rizus as possible. In fact, in a slight reference to this, the Maral, in a different piece, says, the Maral says that when he talks about the Zman of lighting Neros Chanukah, he says, Ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. He focuses, Ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. It's like, it's coming from beyond. It's like, when that ends, it's not just, oh, it's dark now, let's make a miracle. It's Ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. It's when the physicality, when the shuk ends, when all the things are going on in the day-to-day end, that is the ideal time to find a nace. That's the perfect time to find a nace. That's the time when it's there, when we have done all that we can do. And that is really then perhaps a tremendous lesson for us, what we can accomplish in these beautiful days of Hanukkah, and you should all be successful in this, to find the steps that we need, whether they be in Torah, and Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, and all of the things that we want to do, all the things that we aspire to. We all, Baruch Hashem, have things, ideas in Avodah Hashem that we want to do, but there are steps, there are processes that make it hard for us, and we have to, you know, take the extra step, do everything that we can do, and then and only then can we expect or hope. We can't expect, but we can hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, and the things that we will produce will therefore be somewhat miraculous from our own inner miracles that we can produce, and that will therefore be able to bring tremendous Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael and to us personally. Ad bias Golot Tzedek Mehirav Yameinu.